Peter Bidens and work with AFSC in our Philadelphia office. And since Mustafa and Soraya are different ends of the spectrum, I'll try and stick between them. And I think I want to talk about identity. And to start with, I want to read you a short excerpt from a speech that Martin Luther King Jr. gave in Riverside Church in 1967, where he says, "I am convinced that if we are to get on the right side of world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and profit rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered." And the other day I was making the link of those ideas, those triplets, which, if Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive now, would probably be more explicitly economic exploitation, but the triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism, in some ways, are being picked up by the Occupy movement. And I think if we look at the way the movement's been received and the criticism that it doesn't have a specific demand, that it's a laundry list of complaints, it is really what it is an effort to strive and set the stage to truly address those triplets. And I think what that means for us around the wars of 9/11, in light of the war in Iraq starting to wind down, is really the need for us to look at ourselves as a country and to think about the identity that we've created for ourselves in the last 10 years. And I think, sadly, it's an identity based on fear and wanting to project our power through fear. And I think the reason so many people have agreed and bought into that is that we've been pounded with the idea that there are threats around every corner, that the world is a threat to the United States, and the way that we've responded is militarily. And so, what's our strategy as an organization, and how do we confront that? And we're doing two things, and I want to just sort of leave these ideas as something I hope will come up in with questions. On the one hand, we want to remind ourselves that there were alternatives after 9/11, and that the choice to choose violence and vengeance was a choice, and that we had the opportunity to look at international institutions and see whether or not there could have been a way to create institutions that can resolve violence, so that other countries around the world who maybe were confronted with a violent act as took place in this country might be able to turn to that international institution for justice. But instead, we went it alone, and our justice was the United States invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. And so I think we need to think, well, what are the alternatives now? Just as there were alternatives 10 years ago, there's creative alternatives now. And I think the Occupy movement is starting to give us some opportunities, and the discussion is starting. And I think in some ways, the international community is starting to look more closely at some ideas they abandoned. And the three ideas that I've been thinking about a lot lately is that some of you will remember there was a head of the United Nations from Egypt, Boutros Ghali, in the 1980s. And at the time he was head of the United Nations, they were pioneering these concepts of peacemaking, peacekeeping, and peacebuilding. And it was exploratory, it was just beginning, they were starting to get their legs, but what they thought is that the international community needs to get the skills so that they can intervene with conflict before it turns violent. And that people in Afghanistan and people in other countries are aware of conflicts that are brewing. And there's ways to intervene early before the weapons are introduced. And sadly, I think if we look at our language, and really the language in the US press, we've sort of taken the idea of peacekeeping and sort of squeezed it into wars of aggression. So peacekeeping became removing the threat of Al-Qaeda. Peacekeeping became getting rid of the Taliban. Peacekeeping became invading Iraq and removing governments. And so one of the ideas that we're working towards is how can we move that pendulum back and away from military aggression and also to look at those incredible ideas that were the international community was engaged with before the first Iraq War in 1990.